pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperatures are down a bit, but the rain chances are up. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with a high today in the middle 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then Thursday and Friday. Risk for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. Mid-80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, then over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Still a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, highs in the upper 80s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in the News and Views. It's 7 minutes after 10. What's the last day to cast an absentee ballot, Jack? 5 days before the election?
Something like that.
So you got a couple
can
weeks
left. Can you cast it in person?
Yes.
You can go down to the courthouse.
Go down to the board of registrars.
Or circuit clerk's office.
Yes. And, well, no, the board of registrars, I think.
It used to be the circuit clerk's office.
Wherever you go, you request an absentee ballot.
Well, they're the absentee ballot manager unless that circuit court clerk is up for election.
And then, but you go and you fill out the request, and then you turn in the request, and they'll hand you the ballot. You can fill it out and turn it in right there.
All you have to say is you're ill.
You've got to be out of town.
Or out of the state. Or
yeah, I'm just going to be out of town. They don't ask for proof.
Yeah.
So if you know who you're going to vote for and you don't want to brave the crowds, there won't be any crowds. Where do you guys vote?
That Wallahatchie Church.
That's where we vote, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everybody, there's only two ballot polling places in Pike Road. There's the Wallahatchie Church and there's...
Fire Station?
Yeah,
I voted there before.
We used to vote at the fire station.
They might have changed it.
Yeah, I don't think the fire station's there anymore because the parking was awful.
It was awful.
I mean, it was death-defying.
Yeah.
And I think they may have changed it to Georgia Washington,
maybe
if I'm not mistaken.
Speaking
I got a little
of that,
summer cold if you hear me hacking around in here. Speaking of what?
Georgia Washington, they approved that sale.
You're right. You know what? I'd hate to be down on Pike Road because I own real estate out there. And I love our neighbors and I love our community. It's great.
Well, then just shut up about
but
it.
But let me just say one thing about this Pike Road school situation. This is not what people signed up for. When they showed people 5 years ago the plans for the school, and it's going to be beautiful, big two-story school right out by the waters, best of everything. We're going to have the best facilities, the best amenities. Everything's going to be the best for our little Pike Roadians. And now they've got a few students at that school over there, a bunch of students at the old Pike Road school, which was basically a dilapidated hellhole that was falling in.
They made it look nice.
It looks okay. It's 75 years old. And now they got students at Georgia Washington, which doesn't even have central air.
Well, they haven't moved in there yet.
But they'll be there next year.
They have window units, which is more than I could say for Lanier. When I went there, we had fans on the top of the wall.
I remember being at Jeff Davis.
And they oscillated. There was no AC.
Yeah.
That school was built in 1929.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard, Jeff.
Well, it was true, and we made it, so the hell with these little spoiled-ass kids.
Snowflakes.
Trisha joins us. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here every day. Charles Hollis on the horn.
Look here. That Bobby Bright commercial.
Which one?
The one y'all just got through playing.
Uh-huh.
Made me sick.
Oh, boy.
Why did it make you sick?
First of all, he makes me sick.
Okay.
And then for him to say he's a Republican, that made me sicker.
Why? Well, what about Martha Roby trashing Donald Trump?
She was misled.
Oh, what the hell, Charles?
Wait a minute. Why you got to curse?
What the heck, Charles?
Hold it. You asked me a question. I gave you my answer.
All right. Go ahead with it.
Okay.
Okay. Yesterday morning, Mr. Byron, you said you hate
There ain't no Byron on this show.
You said you hate
no Byron
on this
show.
Special announcement at 11:30. Was that the Scott Dawson thing you was talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a big dud.
My God.
Went over like a turd in a punch bowl.
Or a fart in Sunday school.
Look here. What I wanted to talk about was 1-2 punches.
Huh?
1-2 punches.
Okay.
That's what I want to talk about.
So like...
Yeah, like Bill Russell and the Boston Celtics.
Ooh, 9-time champion? Is that what you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Wizard of Westwood and UCLA Bruins.
Mm-hmm. 10-time champions.
You had two defensive players, Willie Davis and Dave Robinson, on the left side of the Green Bay Packers defense.
I don't know anything about football.
I'm
a Yankee, Charles.
I'm a New York Yankee also. As a matter of fact, C.C. Sabathia is on the mound tonight.
Chicken chimichanga Sabathia?
Whatever you want to call him, he's on the mound
Chocolate
tonight.
Cheesecake Sabathia?
Also, you hit the 2-point guards for NC State that year. Jim Valvano's last year.
Yeah.
Derek Wittenberg and...
All right, what's the point here? Where are we going?
Well, the number one 1-2 punch of all. Donald and his son-in-law.
Donald and Jared. You're a big Jared fan. Well, you fish with Jared on the Potomac.
Yeah, we go fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. who, Who was that?
Yes. That's me.
Who was that young lady?
I am just dying to hear you say Trump on. I love it.
And who are you, ma'am?
I'm Trisha.
Hey, Trisha. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
What narcotics are you on to be down there with them two fellas? You have to be drugged.
I stopped doing that a long time ago.
Shame on you.
I know.
Gambling. I got a lottery ticket. I'm going to buy me a boat. Sweet. I'm going to buy me a truck to pull it.
I thought I was going to last week, too, and it did not work out. I got $4.
I got a dead lottery ticket, which got $4 on it. I got to retweet it. Anyway, from the heart of Dixie. Hey, I voted yesterday, y'all.
And who'd you vote for? None of my business.
I voted for Mr. Johnson.
DJ Johnson, he was a Republican. Mm-hmm. Did you vote yesterday? You're in that district, Jack.
I didn't.
I was very impressed with him.
He was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I voted yesterday.
Yep.
Get away from the heart of Dixie people. Trump on. Trump on.
Baby darling.
Trump on. Trump on.
Baby darling. Oh, that was such a weak effort.
I
waited the whole call for that.
I did too.
He didn't even hardly sing.
Now, what was this about Jared Kushner, some transcript being released by Grassley? What's that about?
I don't know. I hadn't looked at it.
You don't have to look at it, Baron.
Well, I haven't even heard about it.
Okay.
I haven't even heard about it.
Well, the transcript of him doing interviews at Trump Tower, Grassley released them. I don't know what it was about.
By Loxy Gambler.
Yes, Jack. I listen. It don't matter where I'm at. I listen on the app.
You know, because who listens?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. I had to explain that to people too, because y'all got me saying it now. Where I don't pronounce the V. Now I sound bad, but I probably sound bad now. I've been to the dentist 3 times in 2 days. I got a stupid tip crown that won't stay on. I got a cracked root and bone loss in my jaw. So
damn.
Yeah. So you know, the thing is, you know, the good thing is I'm eligible to retire. The bad thing is I'm gonna spend all my time in the doctor's office. It looks like. So.
Uh oh. That's not
but,
good.
I got polled twice. I've been waiting to try, when I come in with something, and I thought the polling, maybe I can talk about that. I had the one poll that I really liked. It was more of a campaign ad than a poll. That was the Roby, Barrymore, Amazon, and Bobby Bright. And the way that poll went was, of course, I'd vote for a Democrat before I'd vote for Martha Roby. But they said, and I told the girl that to start with, she already knew what questions were coming up. It was a live person. It wasn't automated. And it was basically, they quoted what Martha Roby said about Donald Trump. Would that make you more or less likely? Well, of course, less likely to vote for. And then, you know, she runs over puppies. You know, they just made up stuff. And not made up stuff. They were just saying really all. If you didn't know something bad about Martha Roby, it was in the question they were asking, which is a new tactic I had not seen before.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was good. It was a poll, but it was also individually educating you on all the reasons not to vote for Martha Roby. So I can't tell who was behind that poll.
Well, not Roby.
Oh, no. I know that. It wasn't Amazon either. I don't know what he's running for. But and then I asked who your first choice was, and of course mine's Bobby Bright. I don't care if I'll tell who I vote for. And then my second choice, and I said, you know, I really like that Barrymore would be my second choice. If Bobby Bright wasn't in the race, I'd vote for Barrymore. But the other poll I had was it changed my vote. I really didn't have a horse in that race. Oh, about the sports book stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, anyway, we can talk about that, too, if you want to. We ain't got time. It was Rhonda Walker and Will Barfoot. And I'm, you know, I really hadn't made a decision until I got the poll. Now, the poll asked, would I be more or less likely to vote for somebody who'd never been in office? Well, I know that's talking about Barfoot. And now I'm thinking, okay, well, I vote for Barfoot. I'd rather have somebody that's never been in office than somebody that's been in office. I was going to vote for Rhonda Walker with the cancer and everything, but, you know, she spells her name wrong. So,
you are not that petty, are you?
Her mother
forgot there was an H in Rhonda, so you're not going to vote for her?
It looks, I always want to, you know, it's fix the signs as I drive by. But
you're waiting for the red squiggly line to pop up underneath it, letting you know you misspelled the word?
Go get you some red duct tape and put it on yeah. there.
Well, I mean, it's fine if your name is Rhonda. But not Rhonda. Rhonda. You put an H in there. Now you're Rhonda. You're not. You're Rhonda. Otherwise,
You're petty. Beloved Gamble.
Yeah, I understand that. The AEA money. That was another thing. Would you be more or less like? Oh. In every question, I said it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That was one of the options. So they didn't really get anything out of me, but. On the AEA money, that doesn't matter to me either. And I know you've commented about the AEA money, Baron, but I tell you, if AEA, well, on one hand, they can change their stripes. They can start putting money with good people. They got to start somewhere, somehow, sometime. They see stuff's not working, so maybe they're doing that. I don't know. But at least they're giving the money that they give to a good candidate is better than money that, you know, that they, that's not the less money that they could give to a bad candidate.
Come to a head on this call here. We're rapidly running out of time.
I understand that. That actually was the end of it, except for the sports book. And I tell you, Alabama's going to fall asleep at the wheel again if we don't jump in on that. We could be the leader right behind Las Vegas. We could finally beat Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida on something if we get into that sports. And I don't bet on sports not since October 2017 when I went 18 for 18 parlay and won enough to buy a house. But other than, because I'll never be 100% again. But anyway, that sports book is going to be interesting for down the road. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. If everybody will sit tight, I'll be with you in just a second. By everybody, I just mean Chad and George. So sit tight. If you want to join them, 272-9228. More Jack Campbell on the other side of the break. More Baron Coleman on the other side of the break. More Tricia on the other side of the break. More news and views pretty much all day. Live local talk for 13 hours a day. You can't get that anywhere else. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry and the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced. Totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
All right, guys, we got 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Ben Coleman here with you. Trisha in the studio on a beautiful Wednesday.
Trisha has no last name.
No.
Well, some people don't. I would tell them your last name. Some people don't want their last name on the air. They like the veneer of anonymity.
I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
Hence, 84, Biloxi Gambler. All those people calling them these fake names. We know their real names.
Who? All these people?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them.
We don't out them, though. That's not our style.
I got a program on my cell phone that I can look up your cell phone number and see who you are.
Nice. Now, why do you want to go tell that?
In real time?
Well, why do you want to go tell that?
Well, because it cuts down.
A lot of people need to know that.
Why do people need to know that I have
that you're spying on their cell
I'm
phone?
I'm spying on them. You call me. It's public record.
It's an app?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you call, and if it shows up a number that's not in your phone book on your phone, normally it just shows 334 or whatever. If you decline the call, it'll call you back. It'll run the number through their database, and then it will call you back. It will keep ringing on their end, and it'll show you who it is.
Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's not much, though. It's nominal fee every year. It's like $9 a month, $10 a month. But yeah. It's worth it.
You can write it off.
Because I used to never answer my phone. It's a legitimate business expense. Mm-hmm. Because my office line forwards to my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you call my office line, don't think that means I answer your call. But if I recognize your name, I might answer it. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Chad,
what's up?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, that was some good. That was some good Bobby Caldwell you just played there. There you go.
Look, every man in the audience ought to thank me right now.
Yeah.
Because if the women are listening, they're going to have a good evening.
That's right. Hey, last guy's comment. The AEA has never supported a candidate for a good reason. It's always they support a candidate so they can control the candidate.
Not always.
I knew you might say that, but generally speaking, you know. So
well, yeah. Now there are some people in the legislature they wanted to beat.
Oh, yeah.
And they would give money to the other side.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The transcript released by Grassley's committee a little while ago, that's all the testimony. It was on the Donald Trump Jr. meeting with the Russian female lawyer. And it basically said there ain't nothing there that shows any collusion. They talked about Russian adoptions. Oh. You know, typical stuff. And
she came there ostensibly, I believe, to expose some dirt on Hillary
Clinton. She was personally approved by the Attorney General's office, Loretta Lynch,
yeah.
Attorney General's office.
She had been previously
barred from the country. She comes and has a meeting with Donald Trump Jr., and then that is used as a basis to say there was Russian collusion. Now, you tell me whether that was planned or not.
You were just about to talk about the theory there, and that is it's just a thread that the deep state used to create a narrative of Russia.
Have you been following this Halper stuff over in London?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
If that's true, if all that's true...
It is true.
I mean, it looks like it is. Yeah. And I think that's what... What's his name is trying to get the House guy.
Yeah.
He is trying to get the DOJ to confirm that that is, in fact, the case. You know,
look,
that
I'm telling you right now, and you tell me, you're an esteemed lawyer here in the state of Alabama. You tell me if I'm wrong on this. I think Mueller's a good actor, and he is... actively using the mandate and the support of Democrats to go clean house in the DOJ and the CIA and the FBI. Am I
wrong? Well, I would love to believe that. I would love to believe that, but I mean, if in fact, of course, you know,
and that's why he refuses to turn over the scope memo, because it gives the game away and everybody.
Maybe it does. Of course, Obama's folks are testifying today behind closed doors, except for Comey. He didn't show.
Yeah,
right.
I love it.
So,
when it's good for Trump, it's behind closed doors. When it's bad for Trump, it's out in public.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, what do you think about Don Jones? A no vote on Haspel.
Doug Jones. Yeah,
Doug Jones, rather.
I have Senator Mark Warner's statement, and I think it's telling. That the real Doug Jones is now finally standing up. He's coming out farther left than Mark Warner. That's hard to do.
That is very hard to do. And I think my comment on the Hot Air blog was, I hope you enjoyed your 2 years in the Senate. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, he's coming out farther left than.
I mean, when Mark Warner gives you cover to vote in favor and you don't take it, you're an idiot.
Just say a far lefty like Mark Warner's for, then, you know, and he's on intelligence. He's on the intelligence committee, so he knows more than Doug Jones.
What about John Brennan was for?
Yeah.
I mean, Clapper was for.
Yeah, so.
I mean, if you find yourself to the left of Mark Warner and John Brennan.
Yeah. John Brennan voted for communists and admitted it.
Legitimately
walked in there and voted for communists.
And told
the CIA he voted for communists. This was back in the 70s and 80s.
Because he was afraid he was going to fail the lie detector test.
Yes. And then they hire him and they ascend to the top of it.
Yeah, I know. That guy is a bad actor.
You talk about a bad actor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bad actor.
Oh, and I think Rhonda, the way she spells her name is fine, but the Beach Boys might have to change their name to help me,
Rhonda.
Rhonda. You guys have a great one.
Thank you. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. ASC Credit Union offering membership to people that live right around here. Everybody says, oh, but you got to be a state employee to go to ASC Credit Union. Al contrario, hermano, you do not. You like I'm opening this show up to our Spanish-speaking brethren, Jack?
Yeah.
Our hermanos?
I'm not aware that a Latino has ever called this show.
Oh, no, that's just not true. They didn't speak Spanish.
Who?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Who?
Who knows? But there's, I mean...
Well, you can't make
come
that
on,
statement.
Come on, I guarantee it. We've been on the air 4 years. We've taken tens of thousands of phone calls.
No one with a Spanish accent anyway, huh? You think?
Oh, I guarantee it.
I
promise you we've taken.
Well, if you're a Latino and you want to call the show, it's 272.
Call in, hermano or hermana.
Dos siete dos.
Nueve dos ocho. But anyway, call. Go by ASC Credit Union. You don't have to be a state employee. All you have to be is sick of the big bank runaround. You just have to be somebody who wants 5,000 co-op locations around the country as you travel to do banking abroad. And... you just have to be somebody that wants absolutely free checking. Somebody that wants a credit card starting at 8.99%. Car loans starting at 2.75%. And CDs as high as 2.45%. That's the kind of person you have to be. If you want to be treated with respect, go to ASC Credit Union. If you're fine with the big bank runaround, if you're fine with them doing what they do and have to go to Congress and apologize for, if that's okay with you, then by all means, amigo, you stay with the big bank. I'll be... with my friends over at ASC Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. George, sit tight. We'll be with you in a second. 31 after. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here every day. Trisha on special days. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's been my support for 53 years. My better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. Well, come to Tucker Pecan, and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need. If you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperatures are down a bit, but the rain chances are up. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with a high today in the middle 80s, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then Thursday and Friday. Risk for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. Mid 80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, then over the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Still a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 80s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back in. It's 36 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Great choice of song.
You like this song? I do too.
I love this one. I mean, what I feel. George Harrison.
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm glad you're liking the music better now.
I told him I was going to go with
you
the
more
70s.
You don't care whether I like it or not, Trisha.
I do.
I don't think she cares either, Jay.
This and My Sweet Lord are both really great songs.
That is a good song.
All right, guys, it's 36 minutes after 10 o'clock, this hour of the program, as it is daily.
Let me guess. Kim Williams.
Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, came by yesterday and told us about some tax changes. If you did not hear that, you need to call her, 567-4223, or jump online, alahomemortgage.com, and fill out a mortgage application and look at refinancing, because the new tax rules that just went in place January 1, the ones that led to a 9% reduction in your power bill, the one that led to your paycheck going up and the one that's going to lead to more money in your pocket, did, though, also change the way mortgage interest rates are deducted, which ones are deductible and which ones aren't, and which insurances are and which insurances aren't. You may need to get in touch with Kim Williams and figure out if refinancing is your best option. She will not lead you astray.
Yeah.
Don't worry about having Dean to look over her shoulder. I'm telling you. She's been doing this way too long, and she does not need your one loan, I promise. You know, she wants to earn your business, but she's not going to rip somebody off. She doesn't need your loan that bad. Some of these people just starting up, some of these fly-by-night companies, they need each and every loan, and they need to skin every cat. That's not Kim Williams. She's a class act, a classy, classy person. And while she wants to earn your business, she is not going to lead you astray to get your business. So call her and say, here's the situation I have. And she can look it up. They have a database. They can look into that and see what loan you have and how it's structured and everything like that. But she will tell you whether you need to restructure your loan and whether or not you'll save money. And just trust her on it. Just trust her. She's the expert. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. George.
Baron, I got to help you out with historic Pike Road School. You said it was 75 years old.
It looks 75. It's a dump.
It's 100 years old.
Oh,
is it really? I knew it was a dump.
In November.
And the old Pike Road Polecats used to stay out there.
Yeah, they called it that. Who said that? You said that?
Yeah, the old Pike Road Polecats. I know a little history, George. You're not the only one that knows history.
It was not... Well, it may have been dilapidated on the inside, but it was not falling in.
It looked bad.
Well, it looked 100 years old.
It is 100 years old, I hear.
And
that's the rumor.
They kept the exterior walls. They kept the interior floors and ceilings, but they took out most of the interior walls and made smaller rooms and did all kinds of stuff. And they put air conditioning in it.
Well, good for them.
That was nice of them. Does it have heart pine floors since it's that old?
I think they are.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Heart pine.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
It's made from the heart of the pine tree. If it ever catches on fire, it'll burn up in 5 minutes.
Is that true?
Is it? I didn't know
but
that.
But it looks good?
Heart pine burns.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful wood.
You couldn't afford to put it in your house today.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the middle of the pine, you're saying? The middle of the pine?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of sap in it, and it's real dense wood and all that stuff.
Why am I not hearing it? Why have I never heard of this?
You've probably haven't seen
I've heard of artichoke hearts.
Have you never?
Those are delicious.
You ask Jack. Jack will tell you about heart pine.
I'm looking it up right now.
If you live in Cloverdale, you know about heart pine.
Heart pine. Yeah. Well, I don't want my house to burn down, though.
Close to the same age. But anyway.
Oh, those are pretty.
They got that building, and I graduated from there in the ninth grade in 1962.
Were they the Polecats then?
That was the nickname. They technically called it the Warriors, but they didn't know that Goodwin was the Warriors at the time, but they were people, you know, that we called each other the Polecats, yes. That was always the informal nickname for that place.
And what was the formal nickname, you say?
Warriors.
Warriors, Pike Road Warriors.
Polecats.
Polecats is better.
You know what a Polecat is,
I know what a Polecat is.
Sure, okay.
A striped kitty.
I didn't know if they had them in Indiana.
A striped kitty, they got them.
Okay.
A stink mink?
The old school.
Like a skunk?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that there was
a
skunk?
No.
But you knew what a stink mink was.
Was a skunk?
I mean, that's pretty easy to figure out.
That's right.
Polecat's I've never heard
skunk.
That before, though.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something every day.
That's why you
she
listen to News and Views.
She never watched the Beverly Hillbillies, I guess.
That's why she listens to News and Views, Jack. It's informative.
Here's one more bit of information. The current school in the historic Pike Road School building picked up the alma mater that was used when I was there and when everybody was there. When my mother graduated from high school there in 1937, and I think they are using the same alma mater for the current school.
Which was?
It's a standard alma mater. Our vows of love, our vows of faith, dear school, we give to thee.
I'm impressed you still remember that.
He's got a good memory.
Man, you do. Well, where'd you go after ninth grade?
Lanier.
Okay.
With no air conditioning.
With no air conditioning.
You got burnt out.
At the time, Pike Road didn't have any air conditioning.
That's
the
what
school
Jack
does
was telling
now.
Us.
That's criminal.
Went to Lanier, and, you know, I have no memories of being bothered by lack of air conditioning in any K-12 I ever went to.
Let me tell you it's what, just, I don't like cold air conditioning in the summer. I don't mind it at 76 indoors or even 74, I can tolerate. You walk in someone's house and they got it on 68 or 9. Now, in the studio, we have it that cold because if you don't, you'll burn up with all this equipment. But at home, at 68 or 69 or 70, that's too cold in the house. You just sit around and you, and in the studio, you're active. You're talking, you're waving your arms around, you're beating small children and running over puppies.
And talking a lot.
That's what I meant.
No doubt.
If you need any more information about Pike Road, just sing out, and I'll try to help you out. Y'all have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, George. You know, George didn't live too far from there. He lived on the Troy Highway.
That was informative.
Yeah.
I like informative.
George is a font of wisdom.
No doubt about it. Joe.
Hey, George was talking about going to Lanier. When I graduated from Pike Road, there was 3 boys and 14 girls graduated my graduating class. And next year I went to Lanier and there was 2,800 people there. So I went from a well in a pond to not even a tadpole in, in the ocean. But I was actually calling to say on that poll they was doing, asked my nephew, one of the questions was if he was getting AEA money, would they vote for him? Will has not taken any AEA money, but it sounds like the way they worded it, it makes folks think that he has already taken some AEA money. But he has not taken any AEA money.
Do you think, and you've been around a long time, Joel, do you think it would hurt him if he took AEA money?
I have no idea. I really don't.
I think in a Republican primary in the River region, it would hurt you. It's not necessarily fatal, but it would hurt you.
Well, it depends on whether your opponent made it an issue or not.
Brubaker got away with it because you know why? He never had an opponent.
Yeah.
It makes it easy. I wish I could run that way. It's like the Reed Ingram school of running for the legislature. Just be really popular, do a good job, and have nobody ever run against you.
Well, Reed is a great legislator.
I like Reed.
Legislator, I tell you what, Dick Brubaker was a great senator. Whether Rhonda or Will wins, they got some big shoes to fill.
Yes, they do. He is definitely a class act.
But I will encourage folks to vote for my nephew.
I know you
That's
would.
That's all I got. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Miss Pine Level, you are on the air.
Thank you, sir. Hey, even to this day, I've never called what they call the heartwood.
Yeah.
We call it lighter wood.
Lighter wood?
Lighter wood, yeah.
Which would be like kindling.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, once you set it on fire, it don't go out.
And the black smoke comes out of it because of all the...
Is that why they quit using it?
Dang near like diesel.
It costs an arm and a leg now, today.
I got a bunch in my yard, that I get. My friends got tons of it down there. I keep some of it. And I use it for mosquitoes. If you put some and burn it, the smoke it puts off, the black smoke, it'll keep mosquitoes away.
Like if you're sitting on your patio or something?
Yep.
Huh. I think that's...
My father used to call it fat pine because some of it was kind of bulged out on the side from the turpentine in it.
Your father was an anti-fatite?
Yes,
it makes wonderful shakes.
Which means he denounced me over the years.
Anyway, that was my little 2 cents. I call it lighterwood.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pine Level. I hope you're doing well.
Bye.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. About 14 minutes, Jack? Midtown Pizza Kitchen opens? Give or take?
Uh-huh.
And the special this week, the gorgonzola cream sauce. They got the roasted chicken in there, chock full of cherry tomatoes, some broccolini. If you haven't had broccolini, it's like a sweeter, more succulent, thinner broccoli.
Hmm.
It's like the...
It's a little more stalky, but it's real thin.
But the stalks are more like the trees of a normal broccoli spear, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It's real tender and soft. Broccolini, it's a fantastic addition to that dish. And like a broccolini, roasted chicken... Cherry tomatoes, and bow tie pasta over gorgonzola cream sauce. Get it. It's wonderful. You can pair it with a salad for $9. You can even get the dinner portion if you just want to forego the salad altogether.
I'm going to have to go down there and try that.
You're starving, aren't you?
Yet.
I got you.
You're making me hungry.
I got you. I can hook people on Midtown Pizza Kitchen through the radio.
Yep.
And that's why they do such a good job over there with their advertising. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got 16 beers on tap. Today is Wine Down Wednesday. That means if you want to pair a glass of wine with your big old sandwich, your, I don't know, your stromboli, your calzone, your pizza pie, whatever you want to put on it, you can pair a glass of wine there. It's half price. You can see how the other half lives by getting one of the more expensive wines at a more reasonable price, or you can just get your normal budget wine like I buy and then get it at half price, and it's like really budget wine. You know, you can get a glass of wine for $2 or $3. Go by Midtown Pete's Kitchen. It's a perfect day. Wednesday's a perfect day to go there for the first time. And they'll love you. They'll love you. I promise you. Two locations. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. 47 minutes after 10 o'clock. More Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. More Tricia right on the other side of the break.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I will protect your rights and your interests by promoting personal integrity in government. I've supported creating more competition in our children's schools while expanding technical education to create a more skilled workforce for the next generation of prosperous Alabamians. I will provide honest, effective leadership and fiscal responsibility for our district and our state. This is Mike Holmes. I'm running on my record, and I ask for your vote.
Paid for by Mike Holmes Campaign, Wetumpka, Alabama.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same day and next day service plus drive up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
8 minutes till the top of the hour. I would talk, but I love this song so much I don't want to talk over you. Let's see here. We don't need to do any ads. We just need to talk to people. We've got Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here in the studio. Trisha joins us on a Wednesday, a wind down Wednesday. Gino.
Yes.
How about it?
All right. Tell you, there were Mexicans on across the border eating.
Is this one you have to look over your shoulder before you tell it, Gino?
No, sir.
Okay,
no,
good.
Sir.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to do it. There's no one you got. Anyway, they were eating.
Not with the huge number of Hispanics that listen to this program. We just discussed this earlier.
Hey, this is no problem. they were up there, and they were under the pine trees, and here's this big, long Cadillac came by, stretch limo, and the chauffeur got out and said, what are y'all doing? He said, we're eating. What are you eating? We're eating grass. Well, come on, fill up. Get in the limo. So he filled the limo up, the pile of them, got to this guy's house, and they got out and said, okay, now you don't want to scratch in the front yard, you can start in the back, now, next. Now, well, I saw you on TV the other morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jack Galassini's show, yeah.
Yeah, you look better.
You're doing up that early.
Well, I get up early. You look better on radio.
I know, no doubt about it. I accidentally caught it last year while it was on. I was flipping through the channels, and I did it, I think, maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago I did it. I can't remember when I was on the show. But I accidentally caught myself, and I thought, who is that ridiculously ugly? And then I was like, ooh. You catch yourself. And it happens, too, because we replay the show on Sunday, and I'll get in my car Sunday afternoon, and I'll jump in. I was like, what is this guy talking about? It takes me about 10 seconds sometimes to realize it's even me.
One other thing, and I'll let you go. Have you read your children Treasure Island books? The story of Treasure Island.
I mean, I read Treasure Island when I was a kid. I haven't read my children's books of it. Why?
How many children do you have?
I have six.
I got six books. You want them all?
Yeah, if you'll bring them, sure.
My brother had Treasure Island, so.
Okay. Y'all have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Gino. Thanks.
Our number is 272-9228. Lowrider.
Hey, Baron, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just calling in to pick at you a little bit. I had to hear you talking a little earlier about heart pine.
Challenge accepted. You pick at me, I'm going to pick back.
Before. You know what heart pine is. You just don't know that you know.
Well, I looked it up. I saw it looks like wood floors.
Yeah, in the fall and winter, if you go into country stores and even in city stores like Lowe's and Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the fireplace department, and sometimes they keep some of it in the lumber department, but you'll see little odd shapes of wood bundled together with $295, $395, $495 on it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they've got bigger bundles than that, and it's called Fat Lighter. Or it may be called a fire starter. That's heart pine. That part of it, though, comes from the stump because you can't make lumber out of it.
I hear you.
And it's filled with pine rosin, and it's highly flammable.
Can you, that's why it burns. I didn't even think about that. Can you tell when you walk into a house that it's heart pine versus just regular pine flooring? Or some other
not after a period of years, because it'll season. You'd have to get under that first couple of millimeters of wood, and then you could smell it. But if it's if they refinish the floors and then don't go over it with anything and leave it shut up for a while and let that heat hit it, yeah, you could open that door and you could smell that pine rosin. Mm-hmm. It'd take your breath away.
I don't know that I want to smell people's floors.
Smells good, but now,
like I say, people used it because termites wouldn't bother it.
Oh,
uh-huh.
That's why they used the heart pine.
Oh. That was before the Orkin man.
Yeah, that was before the Orkin man. They would use that heart pine, and they accepted the risk that it was highly flammable. That's why people were very, very careful with fire.
Does it not have a different grain because it's in the center of the tree?
Yeah.
It's extremely hard, too, because the molecular structure of the cellulose in the wood is packed tighter together. And that was a place. They tore down an old warehouse in Selma years ago. And a friend of mine got some of the beams out of that place. And these were hand-hewn beams. And these were from hard pine. And these things were about 10 by 12 shape. Mm-hmm. So these are big, huge beams. So these come out of huge trees. And he burned up a chainsaw just trying to saw through one.
Oh, wow.
Burned the chain up on it.
Oh,
it, and so he just had to take a big cross-cut saw. And him and another guy get them just like the old-fashioned saw, two-man saws, and saw through them beams to cut them.
Doggone. I bet that was fun.
How about that?
Hey, I tell you what, that wood would be with you 100 years from now.
No doubt about it. Hey, have you ever seen that reclaimed wood they pull off the floor of the Alabama River? You ever seen that?
No, I hadn't seen that. But yeah. I have seen some of this reclaimed wood or recycling wood. Hey, it looks good.
Well, what they do is there are logs on the floors of a lot of these rivers where they would float the logs down the rivers and some of them would sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would get covered up by the silt at the floor of the river and it would preserve it.
Mm.
And
it
it really is good looking wood if you can get it up off the...
There
are companies that will go there and pull some up. Now, some states are claiming they own it because it's on state property.
Mm. Yeah.
And they won't let you go. Yeah, but there are areas where you can go down there and find it and pull it up and, you know, one log will make a whole bunch of flooring or a whole bunch of furniture, and it's really good.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Really good looking wood.
I hadn't seen what you're talking about, but I'll agree with you. I bet it is good looking.
Yeah.
I bet it's like petrified.
Yeah, I mean, it undergoes a chemical process. Yeah, mm-hmm. it undergoes some kind of chemical process. Lowrider, my wife just said she loves you. You sound like her childhood. I don't know what
that is. I love her too, but look, I'm just a fat old man and listens to your show a little bit and just happened to know what hard pine was, what fat lighter was, because we used to use it to start fires, because I've worn my hiney in many a time on an old cast iron wood heater.
All right. Thank you, Lowrider. That was a very informative call. This has been a great program. Trisha, are you bringing all this quality content?
It must be.
You show up and all of a sudden I'm getting history lessons.